It was a high summer day. From a cloudless blue sky, warm sunlight beamed down on the ramparts of Redwall Abbey. Abbess Margerim peered out at the path to the south. It lay shimmering and silent. Diggs, Formal, Darby and Granvy stood with Margerim at the southwest wall corner. Formal wiped a spotted kerchief across his eyes, then looked away.
My old eyes be wore out a-staring at ye path. They still ain't no beast a-coming. Nay, ma'am, there bain't. And us'n's been years since breakfast.
The abbess was clearly worried. She expressed her fears openly.
Really, I'm at a loss what to do. The vermin and their queen are supposed to be back today. I've got to give them an answer, but without Skipper and Buckler here, we're at a disadvantage.
Granvy turned his attention to the woodland area beyond the South Common Land.
We'd better just hope that Buckler's party get back here ahead of the ravagers. It's only just midday. There's time yet.
Diggs was, as ever, cheerfully optimistic.
Indeed there is, ma'am. Lashings of the jolly old daylight left, eh, what? Why, bless me snout, if old Buck doesn't come bowling along at any blinking minute, I'll wager he'll be singing a song and dancing a blooming jig, bearing good tidings and happy news and whatnot. Don't fret, ma'am.
Margerim could not help smiling at the ebullient hare.
You seem to put great faith in your friend.
The tubby hare chortled.
Well, the blighter ain't let me down yet, ma'am. Buckler Cordyne's as true blue and trusty as any beast alive. You can take that from me.
He turned to view the east and north walls, rubbing his paws in anticipation at what he saw.
I say, they're bringing lunch round. Well, the blooming cheek. Serving those Gowsim and Witherspikes first instead of me, their superior officer?
Cupping paws around his mouth, Diggs bellowed to Friar Sugum and his helpers.
Never mind serving the rabble first. What about the quality chaps, eh? There'd better be loads of scoff left when you get over here, or...
Sister Fumbrel roared back in a fearsome voice.
Oh, what, you young lord bucket?
Her reply did not seem to bother Diggs, who grinned winningly as he called back.
Or we'll starve and you'll never know the blinking pleasure of our company ever again. So there.
Friar Sugum yelled.
That'd be a mercy, sir.
Pushing their trolley, Sugum and his servers trundled up. The friar waved a ladle.
Summer vegetable soup, celery and apple crumble, with damson tart and blackberry cordial to follow. How'll that suit you, Mr. Diggs?
Disguising his delight behind a mournful face, Diggs scowled.
Suppose a chap could manage to bally well force a bit down, what?